Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, November 8th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 58, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "Our story is disclosed in a general way," through one paragraph ending with, "Then you are ready to take certain steps." We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Penny L.C. will be reading the text. Diane B. will be reading page 164. Our newcomer greeter is Christina M. And announcements will be Janice P.M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, November 7th, 2024, is 21,897. That's 21897. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21899. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry this message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's sole purpose. Or our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Stephanie, for your service, and good morning, everybody. My name is Terry, and I'm from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove all of our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons who had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening and the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of doing service today, and with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Terry G. And I will now ask Barbara W. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, everybody. I thank God I'm a grateful, blessed, compulsive overeater. And thank God for the groups that we have here. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, our group purpose, but there is an ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except the matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to those who still are suffering. 6, an OA group ought to never indulge finance or lend any OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, pervert us and divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supported, declining outside contributions. And 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA is such ought to never be organized, but we may create a service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has but one opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought to never be drawn into public controversies. 11, our public relating policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year. That your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 58, the second full paragraph, beginning with our stories disclosed in a general way through one paragraph ending with, then you are ready to take certain steps. We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to please begin reading. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. And this was an outstanding paragraph for me. And the reason why is because my sponsor had me highlight it and sign it. When it talks about what things were like, what happened and what they're like now, I remember I read testimonials in this book, and I heard fellows on this meeting outline how they had recovered and how they have a changed life as a result. And it was something I wanted, of course. But here's the caveat. Was I willing to go to any length? Was I? What it was like for me was I had a life of pain and misery, as described in these pages. I was driven by self-centered fear. I basically lived in the bedevilments on page 52, as we read recently, you know, having trouble with personal relationships, could not control my emotional natures, was a prey to misery and depression, couldn't make a living, had a feeling of uselessness, full of fear, unhappy, etc., etc. And so my sponsor asked me point blank, am I willing to go to any length? And she had me sign it and date it. And that, and then I was ready to take certain steps. Well, the great point of that, of me signing it and dating it, was because as I went forward with the step work, anytime I balked, she could have me refer back to this paragraph. I said I was willing to go to any length. That includes steps 4 through 9, as challenging as some of those may be. But that was my change of heart, that I was willing to do the work, willing to go forward, willing to risk change, you know, and to consider change. That's what it was. So, but by doing all of that, actually it wasn't even a whole lot. It was just the willingness. My life changed, and it's been amazing. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Penny LC. Great way to get us started. We are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. And although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. We also ask that you please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when your time is up. Please finish up promptly in order to give others a chance to share too. And so we'll get a first lineup. If you could please give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Susan S.H. in Ohio.
Susan S.H. in Ohio.
Roz,
gotcha.
Roz G.
Got you, Roz.
Diane
Beth McCall
F.
F.
Chicago.
I just heard Diane, was it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
What was your last initial?
M.C. Chicago.
And where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Gotcha.
McCall S., Massachusetts.
McCall, F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
Linda G. from Alabama.
Was that Linda G.?
Yes.
Linda G. from Alabama. Gotcha.
Stephanie S. from Washington.
I got you, Stephanie. And that was S as in Sam also, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Was there anyone else that I missed? Okay, we'll go with this lineup. I've got Susan S.H., Roz G., Diane M.C., McCall S., Linda G., Stephanie S. And we'll start with Susan S.H., followed by Roz G., and always remind us where you're calling from. You're up, Susan. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
This is Susan S.H. in Ohio. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and grateful to get a chance to discuss this paragraph. It is such a huge paragraph to me. I love clear-cut directions. The clear-cut directions for how I share my experience, strength, and hope are in that little sentence. It's just, it's beautiful. And then it asks a question that I needed to ask myself early, and I still need to ask myself daily. Are you willing to go to any length? And every day it's a hard question because, yeah, I'm human. I want to take the easy path. But I have been returned to sanity by working these steps, by knowing that they're available to me. So, yeah, I am so grateful to read and consider this paragraph again. It always helps me. Whenever I speak, when I share my story, I definitely need to look at this, remember exactly what it is. It's so simple. I love clear-cut directions, and this book is so full of clear-cut directions that, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad for what I had to do to get here, and I am glad to do what I'm asked to do today. So thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak, and I'm grateful for this meeting. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Susan S.H. from Ohio. Next, we've got Roz G., followed by Diane M.C. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning. I am Roz G. I am a compulsive overeater, recovered, and I am in Palmdale, California, which is in Los Angeles County. Proud Los Angeles person. You know, my life used to suck. It sucked. Period. That's putting it in a nutshell. That's the way it used to be. I used to, over-exercise to compensate for what I was eating. And, I went through a lot of pain. I went through two surgeries as a result of over-exercising to compensate for my overeating. I was a jealous and envious person. So the envy still plagues me a little bit today, but I'm working on that. I was impulsive. I did ready, fire, aim a lot. I did that last week again with a pressing send before pausing when agitated. I still have to do 10 steps all the time. But what I'm saying is that was my life was like. What happened was I went to the Overeaters Anonymous in a little room in my city in 2002. And I haven't left, and that's been about 21 years. Has it been perfect? No. But I have decided, I have made a decision that I want what you have. And what I really, really liked was the Vision for You meetings. I really loved the recovery. It was attraction for me. I heard clear cut, as I heard in the first share, clear cut directions. I didn't hear a bunch of babbling and talking about what was going on in my life. What I heard was how I related to what this book had to say, and I decided that I wanted that. And the willingness to go to any length was the meetings were at 4 a.m., and they still are. I still go to them, but I got up, and I met with sponsors very early in the morning, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I still do. Sometimes I drive long lengths, or I take airplanes. To go to other cities, to meet with people, to go to conventions. I spend money on that, but it's money well worth, well spent. I admit when I'm wrong, and I do 10 steps. Those are my lengths. I don't like to admit those things. I don't like to admit I have an envious shackle on my ankle. But I'm willing to go to any length to let go of that, right? So I'm ready to take these steps again, even if I love to go through the steps again. I learn something new every time, or a lot of things. So I'm going to go ahead and pass, and thank you. I pass.
Well, so much, Roz G. from California. Next, we've got Diane M.C., followed by McCall S. And Diane, good morning. You're up.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. So it talks about if you've decided you want what we have. From day one, 40 years ago, I definitely wanted what I saw. I don't remember much about that first meeting, except I left thinking for the first time in my life, I didn't have to go to the grave with this monkey on my back. Never had that thought before. I just thought I would die this way with this obsession, this compulsion. Am I willing to go to any length? I was willing to go to meeting, get a sponsor. There was a limit, though. There definitely was a limit. I was still kind of calling the shots because I'm kind of special. Oh, disease isn't that bad. I'll tell you, for decades, I lived that way. Well, I've got one more trick up my sleeve. I'm going to try to do it my way. And the result was not good. It was a waste. It was a waste. Am I willing to go to any length? So that's today I use those words a lot when I'm working with a newcomer, because I don't want to just assume they're ready, they're willing to go to any length. And just using those words and getting a response today, it's real important to me, because I wasn't really honest. No, I wasn't quite ready to go to any length. I was still calling the shot. Not entirely. You know, I had my higher power partnership more of like a partnership. We're in this together. You know, and there came a time, you know, 7 years ago, I finally found myself on my face. Like, I'm done. I'm ready to surrender. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. So that's when the doors opened. I became unblocked. God was finally able to do for me what I couldn't do for myself, because I was bowing to my higher power, not myself and my way of doing things. So grateful for this program. So thanks, everyone. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane MC in Illinois. Next up, we've got McCall F. by Linda G. McCall, good morning. You're up.
Hi, good morning. This is McCall in Massachusetts, and I'm a grateful, compulsive overeater living in recovery today. Thank you for your service. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Great shares. So in a general way, what I used to be like, well, I'm experiencing some feelings of anxiety this morning. What I used to be like was that I would turn to the food. I would go to my cupboards, drive to the store, whatever I needed to do to find ease and comfort in food. And I would fill my mouth so that I could try to experience a different feeling. And what happened was I asked for help. I mean, that still like astonishes me, but I asked someone I knew who I knew went to this program, OA, you know, I knew my relationship with food was not right. And so what I'm like now is that I can say like, okay, I have feelings of anxiety, and, you know, I have these old habits that, you know, my thinking tells me, go to the food, it will give you comfort. And what it's like now is like, oh no, but I've been physically separated and I can turn to my higher power instead. And so I've made that decision. You know, I have it circled, that word circled in my book, and a note in the column margin is a decision to learn a new way of living. Am I willing? And, you know, I am. I am willing. And I have to, you know, sometimes for me, it just brings me comfort to say, I'm willing for today. Good enough. Like, very good. So, you know, someone from the program reached out to me and we sent a text exchange, and I just said, I just really want to turn to my higher power today. Like, give these food thoughts to my higher power, because that's the spiritual solution. And then I'm like, oh yeah. And then I get to go to the meeting and I get to read from the big book with all these other fellows and then hear about the solution. So that is my decision and my willingness and this action that I'm taking to participate. I just pray that it helps me to keep grow in my willingness. You know, maybe I need to continue on with a 10th step from here. So that's just about my time. I'm going to pass, and I look forward to hearing everyone else. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, McCall S. from Massachusetts. Next, we've got Linda G., followed by Stephanie S. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and thank you for your service.
This is Linda G., a recovering compulsive overeater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic and restrictor. And I came in thinking I was willing to go to any length to recover. But when I got to step 12, I realized I live in fear. And I really took a hard look at that because I wanted the relationship with my higher power to supersede any of my old ancient feelings. My therapist has been telling me for 8 years that I have an eating disorder, and I've been in denial. And I was finally able, after step 7, I think, to admit it, and he was thrilled. And he had asked me to gain weight and talk about willing to go to any length. That was horrifying for me. And it's still difficult. I still wrestle with it. But when I got to step 12 and was asked to share my experience, strength, and hope with other recovering compulsive overeaters, I immediately went to, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, I can't do it yet, I'm not ready. And it took me a month of working with my sponsor to be willing to take on sponsees. And once I did, it changed my life. I look in the mirror now, and I don't see a scared little girl. I see an adult woman, and that's a first. I never thought I'd have that experience in a million years. I am so grateful for this program. I never thought I would say I'm grateful to be a recovering compulsive overeater, but I am, because it freed me from my past. And I didn't think that was possible. But by being willing to go to any length to recover and taking those few steps, my life changed. And I couldn't be happier. I am so grateful to everyone on this line and everyone who has shared, and the silent listeners to all of you. Newcomers, keep coming back. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. That's all I have to say. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Linda G. from Alabama. And Stephanie S., you're up. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Stephanie S. from Washington State, and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater, and I'm grateful to be here. You know, I haven't shared lately, and I just felt yesterday that I need to start showing up more. I've been listening to the meetings, but just not sharing. And obviously, this paragraph is a super important paragraph for me, and probably for most of you guys. I listened to Vision for You for probably 5 months before I actually jumped in and got a sponsor and started following my food plan. And that happened a little over a year ago. And so I'm new to the program, but I'm a person who, you know, kind of looks at, if I know something works, then I just jump in. And I'm pretty tenacious to keep going. And so thank God he made me that way, because obviously a year and a half ago, I knew I needed a 12-step program. I don't know why I needed that, but I knew it. And eventually I landed here at Vision, and I'm here Monday through Friday, and I just am thankful. Even though I had no idea it was such a spiritual program, I was kind of like, oh boy, I don't know if this is really going to help me, because I came not realizing it would be a spiritual change in my life. I was thinking it would be more of an emotional and psychological thing. Obviously, my higher power changed me in miraculous ways over the last year, and I've had freedom that I've never experienced before. But I think what I'm just, for the newcomer, I'm just saying, just hang in there, keep listening, understanding what's going on, but don't hesitate to jump in and give it all, you know, give it all you got, because you won't be sorry. And obviously it's a day at a time too. So some days I don't feel like I want to, you know, that I'm ready to go for it, but I just take one baby step forward and then it just seems like my higher power can just carry me through. So anyway, thanks for letting me share.
And well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Stephanie S. And before we get another lineup, let me let you know where we're at if you joined us a little bit late. We are on page 58 and how it works. We're in the second full paragraph, beginning with our story is closed in a general way, ending with then you are ready to take certain steps. And we read and we're commenting on just that one power-packed paragraph this morning. And we're going to get another lineup. And although we value your experience, we ask you limit your sharing to every third day. So if you shared on any vision meeting on Wednesday or Thursday, please allow others the opportunity to share today. And please keep your shares to 3 minutes so that we can get as many people in as we can. So if you'd like to share, please let me know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
It's Vicki T in Florida.
Hi, Vicki.
Ann B.
Deanna.
Where are you calling from? Andy, New York?
New York.
Okay. And was that Deanna?
From Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And who was after Deanna?
K.S. from Iowa.
Was that K?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. My ears aren't working well. And was that an F or an S?
S.
F as in Frank. And where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Iowa. Gotcha. Okay. And I think we can probably get a couple more if there's anyone else who wants to get in on this lineup.
Christina M.
Christina M?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Christina?
Sorry, from Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. Okay. And I thought I heard one more voice.
Vanessa G, New Mexico.
Okay, Vanessa, New Mexico. Okay, I've got Vicki T, Ann B, Dion R, KF, Christina M, Vanessa G. Vicki, you're up first, followed by Ann B. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, everybody. This is Vicki T in Florida, recovered and very grateful. I love this book. Gosh, do I love this book. I love what one of our fellows says. He says that it was written by God and penned by Bill, and I believe that. I really do. And how could a man write this book with the solution to every single problem ever in existence? I didn't want what you guys had, to be honest. I really didn't. I didn't want it. You guys had this God thing going on and the God idea, and I just really couldn't wrap my brain around it. And that's the truth. I still can't wrap my brain around it. But I don't know anymore. That's the good news. I don't want to wrap my brain around it. I want a God that I don't understand. I want a God that I experience. It's really, I refer to him as a him. The higher power is a him, just whatever. It's really the solution to everything for me. It gives me that healing balm, not BOMB, but BALM, that I need for when I go through challenges in life. Because that was always my problem. It wasn't that I had this eating thing. I have this eating thing because I can't handle when things don't go my way. It's not okay. It's just not. And my emotions are very intense. You know, I was reading something in one of my pieces of literature that, you know, as a alcoholic or compulsive overeater, I can't afford to feel things really deeply. I need peace. I need serenity. And the only way I can get to that is from God. And you know, it was a situation recently that was really triggering for me. It was a big ticket item, or I felt like it was a big ticket item. And I go through stages. I go through the, you know, here's the event. pre the event, the actual event, and then post the event. And there's emotions that go on. And I spoke with a fellow today. I said, how could I have done that differently? And she said, you couldn't. You did it exactly how you were supposed to. You went through it. You can't prepare for these things. You just get closer and closer to God. And then what becomes a four-day event with the pre, actual, and post becomes a three-day event, becomes a two-day event, becomes an hour event. These kinds of things used to take me out for years, and they also led to the food. So I'm grateful that I have an emotional mom, E-A-L-M. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Next up, we've got Ann B., followed by Dion R. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, this is Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater from Westchester United Intergroup in New York. I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent for 20 years. This phrase, willing to go to any length, I just want to throw in a word of caution because I am on the board of the virtual region, and we've been getting disturbing reports of meetings and sponsors who are emotionally and sexually abusive. And I don't want people to get the idea that being willing to go to any length means that you have to submit to that. One of my big things out of program is being a doormat is not recovered behavior. I think the point is we're willing to go to any length. That means we're ready to take the steps, not submit to abuse. And I feel that phrase, you know, it's a bit of hyperbole. It goes a little too far in the way that it's stated. But certainly some of these steps are difficult, and it is hard to get willing to do them, particularly steps 4, 5, and 9, I think. It takes a certain spiritual readiness to be willing to do it. But I think we have to be a little cautious with that phrase, willing to go to any length. As I said, say it again. I don't believe that being a doormat and submitting to abuse is recovered behavior. Anyway, so I will pass.
Well, thank you very much, Ann B. from New York. Next, we've got Dion R., followed by KF. Dion, you're up.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for your beautiful shares and services. And I'd like to apologize. I had many technical problems, but I was willing to go to any length. And I'm so grateful to Recover Compulsive Overeater reached out and helped me along the way. So that's what I love about this paragraph. Our stories disclosed in a general way. Of course, I don't have to tell you all about this and that and that and that and everything. Select you already know, but the gift is my higher power knows. And this is what I'm getting out of this paragraph of being willing to go to any length. Being recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, meaning that when things happen, like things happen a few days ago, I did not like it, of course. But what did I do? It says I had to be willing to go to any length. And one, feel my feelings, and then go to my higher power. You know, I had to go to him. They're like, what do I do? But the human part of me reminded me that God is good in season and out of season. My higher power is. And he will not. To me, he didn't bring me this far to drop me like a hot rock or drop me in a plate of food. So for what I get from this is keep going. You couldn't talk on the phone for 5 days or maybe start like 10. But you were willing to get closer to me. And God knew, my higher power knew what was coming, and so I could prepare for it and still get up and dust myself off like my old school family and ancestors say, dust yourself off and keep it moving. Does it make me wrong? No. It makes me human. I can feel my feelings, but like someone said, I don't have to accept the things that I can change, right? And that's the gift I get from this program is, my God is good in season and out of season. It does not mean this program for me and my higher power won't work. I'm here today because God is good. In season and out of season. So my next direction, what should I do next? Okay? What's the next step? And each time he would give me a thought to do to get back connected again in my technology. Able me to say this, if nothing else. And with that, I'm past. Thank you, all you beautiful people. Hope you got something from it, but it just works when we work it. That's a general way. And with that, I'll pass. Love you much.
Thank you so much, Dion R. from Georgia. Next up, we have KF, followed by Christina M. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, and thank you for your wonderful service and all the shares that I've heard this morning. So powerful, so good. I'm KF, and that's S as in serenity. But I wanted to speak also to that going to any lengths. First of all, I really appreciated a past share. I think that's so important that we remember this is a loving program and we're working towards loving ourselves more. And we all have to find the right sponsor that's a good fit for us. But for me, of course, love is always a part of it. That is our higher, the one we have but one authority, a loving higher power. So anyway, with that said, I was going to also say that I hope people, I know for me, thank God I have a lot of patience with myself and understanding that going to any lengths is a really hard thing. You know, when I first came in, I thought I didn't belong because I heard a lot of stories and I go, well, I don't do that. So I didn't think I belonged. And so I thought, okay, that's, you know, not for me. But what I realized when I stuck around is I heard the different stories, and everybody has different foods that are triggers, different behaviors that are triggers. And it takes time sometimes. And I think a good sponsor to bounce things off of, to really decide what is it that I'm willing to change? What is it that needs to be changed? For me, like I said, I think I justified a lot of things because I didn't have as dramatic a story as someone else. And mine was a slower burn, so to speak, and maybe not as dramatic things, but it was still the same as far as the spiritual dilemmas that I was falling into, and the results, even though they were slower and less dramatic, it was the same struggle. So I think in that willing to go to any length too is just be patient with yourself and don't compare yourself to other people, kind of. I know I have a sponsor. It's more about looking in and becoming rigorously honest about my life, not anybody else's or what might be someone else's recovery. I don't compare. I just go, oh, is this working? No, it's not. What are the outcomes? You know, is it more loving? Is it healthy? And then that's my star that I go for, or, you know, what I strive for is to find that what recovery looks like for me. And that can be hard. I think everybody comes in, we want that magic pill, that magic answer that flips us very quickly. And some people do get that evidently. But a lot of us, it's a slower, especially with food, it's so much more complicated. It's not one substance. It could be many substances. So anyway, and many behaviors. So I really strongly encourage patience with our program. That's all I got. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, KS and Sam from Iowa. Next, we've got Christina M., followed by Vanessa G. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm Christina M., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. And I raised my hand to share because what really stuck out to me today was if you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. And I, you know, I was in and out of this program for many years. And I came back about almost exactly 4 years ago and found my way to this meeting, which I, you know, had never heard of. And I thought there was so much about OA that I thought I knew. And so much about recovery that I thought I knew. And I just really, all of that was turned on its head when I was finally willing to go to any length. And I also didn't really understand what that meant. Like, it was, that was sort of a vague, you know, I heard people say that, are you willing to go to any length? And I, you know, I was like, what does that really mean? And someone, you know, put it in a way, and framed it in a way that was very helpful for me in the beginning, which was, am I willing to take actions that I do not yet believe in? And that made a lot of sense to me, because I had so much magical thinking about what recovery was, that if I just, you know, show up at meetings, enough meetings, that somehow, you know, by osmosis, that I was going to recover, and that this eating disorder that plagued me basically my entire life would just magically disappear without a lot of effort on my part. And that was just not the case. It just never, I never, you know, just magically got over it. I never aged out of it. You know, I was 48 when I came back 4 years ago. And, you know, nothing had changed. In fact, it had only gotten worse progressively, as we've heard many times. And so this idea of taking actions that I don't yet believe in was very helpful to me, because it was like, okay, well, what do I have to lose? Like, it's not getting any better. So, you know, what do I have to lose by getting a sponsor and doing what is suggested of me, like getting a plan of eating, you know, developing a plan of eating that works for me, that doesn't include my personal, you know, alcoholic foods, ingredients, and behaviors, and seeing what happens, you know, like try committing that to a sponsor, which I did not want to do. I did not believe in that. I didn't believe that would help me. Making outreach calls, you know, spending quiet time in the morning, you know, developing a relationship with my higher power, getting to a meeting every single day, like all of these things were like, oh, really? Do I have to do all of this? But it was like, I had reached that point where it was like, I, you know, why not? You know, I'll try it for 30 days, see what happens. And my experience was that when I did that, when I started taking these actions that I really was unsure about, thank you so much, Stephanie, things really started to change, and I started to experience a level of recovery I didn't know was possible. So thanks so much for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Christina M. from Massachusetts. And Vanessa, we have like 1 minute. Did you want to take a 1 minute share?
I'll try. Okay, my name is Vanessa G. I'm recovered in New Mexico. I just want to let everybody who's new know, you know, when you come to OA, listen to our stories, listen for the miracles. And when you hear that miraculous story, those miraculous transformations from compulsive overeater to someone who is now neutral about food, understand that it is as a result of working our steps. And that's all you have to be willing to do. You're not going to do it alone. You'll have a loving higher power at the end of, you know, the process, because you'll have to ask that loving higher power to help you through. And you'll have a sponsor who will guide you. Remember that the instructions are in this book that we study every day. And just keep coming back and be willing to do the steps as outlined in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's worked for many, many years now, and it'll work for you too. Listen to the miracles on the line and give it a try. Thanks.
Perfect timing, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Thank you. All right. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Diane B., can you please read A Vision for You? Diane B., can you press star 1 to unmute?
So sorry, I couldn't find my phone. Oh. I'm here.
No worries.
Okay.
Perfect, go for it.
Great, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.